thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Isaiah 43:4, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Another way to set your goals: depend on God more than on others. That doesn't mean you don't need other people. You do. When God calls someone to do a job, He calls others to stand alongside them. God's promise is, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. So ask Him who belongs in your life. In Exodus chapter 17, as long as Moses held his hands up, Israel's armies prevailed in battle. But when his hands grew tired, the battle went the other way. So Aaron and Hur stood by Moses and held up his hands until victory over the Amalekites was complete. You need people who know how to hold up your hands and strengthen you. Paul wrote, I have no one else like Timothy who genuinely cares about your welfare. All the others care only for themselves. Timothy has proved himself. In fact, Paul took an entire chapter of the Bible to acknowledge and thank all those who made it possible for him to succeed in his calling. He writes about people who risked their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches. Some of us are stubborn and self-centered. We subscribe to the philosophy, it's my way or the highway. We burn through people, leaving wreckage in our wake. Don't do it. When God sends gifted people into your life, acknowledge them, respect them, train them, motivate them, and reward them. When you do that, not only will you fulfill your goal, you'll create a win-win for everybody. That's How to Set Your Goals, Part 4 from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.